T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Major League Baseball players report next week, July 1st. A couple of days of COVID-19 testing. Workouts expected to start July 3rd. Let's see if we can find out the logistics of what this is all about. The president, CEO of the Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dale. Thanks. Good to be with you guys.
Thank you. Hey, when you got the 111-page protocol or whatever number it was, as you started to go through it, was there at any point where you said, we can't do all this?
Well, it certainly is a comprehensive list of protocols, which are really stringent, and it is going to be difficult to execute flawlessly, given the incredible length of specificity and everything that we need to do. But I'm really glad that Major League Baseball and the Players Association put all the time and effort in, going all the way back to March when they made their original March 26th agreement to shut the season down, because it will hopefully allow us to get going in a safe and responsible environment. But we do recognize the degree of difficulty is there, and we're all going to try and pull together as a front office, and it's now incumbent upon the clubs and the players to execute here and get going. And we're really excited baseball is going to come back.
We know July 1st, Sam, is a reporting date. Let's talk about, is there testing going on right now? Do guys get tested when they show up? What's the process as you try to get guys back and figure out if you have positive tests heading into that reporting date?
Yeah, so good question, Mutt. So we're not testing yet. That will begin upon what's called an intake period, and that is when the players and the coaching staff and the employees that are going to be involved in pulling spring training together come in on July 1. There will be testing that is performed by a company that Major League Baseball has secured with a lab out in Utah, I believe, for rapid testing results. So that all begins on the 1st. And then there's a 48-hour window where individuals who get tested will isolate and await the results. Obviously, if we have a positive test, which I think, unfortunately, we will, just given the data and numbers that you're seeing around the country and here locally, we hope it's a low number, but we would isolate any of those individuals, and they would quarantine under the baseball protocols. And then the idea would be to start spring training with the players as soon as possible after that intake period.
Now, you talked about how stringent some of these guidelines are. And, you know, Major League Baseball players, like a lot of athletes, they're creatures of habit, right? So how do you get these guys to buy into, you know, hey, you might not be able to shower at the ballpark. You might not be able to, you know, lick your fingers or whatever it may do. That might be some of these things that are in these guidelines. How do you get these guys to do their best to buy in the best way that they can?
Well, I think, Wiggy, you said it well. We have to do our best. It's never been done before. So, honestly, it will be a challenge. You're absolutely right. I think all professional athletes are creatures of habit, and so it will be hard to break old habits. That said, there's such heightened attention, given that we've all been locked into our homes and apartments for these guys all over the country, some all over the world, and in isolation. So I think there's a recognition that we need to all play by the rules here and do absolutely everything we can to follow these guidelines, which which are stringent, and there's an education piece in addition. We're not just going to give the rule book to the players and say, here, you got to, you know, do your best.
Right.
There's going to be lots of education with our training staff, our medical staff, that goes on throughout the course of spring training for the players and for our staff and for our front office. So it's a very involved process, and it's going to be a lot of work, but there's a desire to get playing from the players and from the team. So we're going to move forward and hope for opening day on the 23rd or 24th.
We're talking to Sam Kennedy of the Boston Red Sox. I mentioned this voluminous protocol, and when you've got your players within your walls, you will be doing every single thing you can do to keep them safe and healthy. But the fact of the matter is, they leave your walls. You're not a bubble sport. They go home or they go wherever they go. Is that your biggest concern?
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, the fact that these other sports are coming back in a quote-unquote bubble environment does make this different and more challenging. And I think just speaks to the need for the frequency of testing. And so we're asking all of our players, all of our front office, to be very, very responsible in staying home and staying in their hotel rooms and essentially spending the next 3-4 months at the ballpark in their homes and at the hotels and trying to limit exposure. But we do recognize that, you know, it's impossible to have full certainty. And so that's why the frequency of testing, again, incremental tests provided by Major League Baseball from out of state, that it's important that we do that as often and as frequently as possible. And the guidelines provide for that.
Sam, is the team allowed to? Have you considered, you know, your own rules about that? You know, in the NBA, they're going to be very strict at the bubble about, you know, if you leave that bubble, you know, you're done for 14 days. Can the team put their own team rule in place to not have guys go, you know, indoor seating, bars, restaurants, et cetera, here in Boston?
That's a great question. My understanding is we need to follow the guidelines that baseball has provided, but we can take extra steps at our own facility in terms of trying to be even more stringent about how we move forward. One example of that is we're working through our clubhouse locker room area. We're not going to use our clubhouse, for example. The guidelines call for socially distancing to happen in our clubhouse. I think all three of you guys have been in our clubhouse. Wiggy's probably been in there when he's playing outdoor ice hockey. But it's not meant for socially distancing. And so we're going to pull the guys out of there and have them upstairs in suites to sort of spread out from each other, at least to get started. We're going to have our batting cage, which is right under the clubhouse. We're going to have that pulled out and up in the concourse. And so Fenway presents a very unique challenge for us, and we're prepared to tackle it, but it will be very different, and we will take extra measures in Boston. The final thing I'll say is we're so fortunate to have incredible medical care in this community. I think it's one of the reasons why the state of Massachusetts has done well. I know it's been hard for all of us to be locked into our homes, but the citizens have done a great job. The elected officials have put these rules in place, and the data, at least God willing, right now is trending positively. And I think we also have the best medical care at the regional and local hospital level. So hopefully that sets up for a positive outcome for us as we go forward, as we try and pull this off. But we're in uncharted territory, so we'll see what the next couple of months bring.
Now, you know, we've been kind of in this crazy world that we're living with coronavirus and all of the racial divide. And you guys have done a good job as far as with the Tory Hunter situation and you know, the comments about George Floyd. There's some things now that baseball is back, and it's a great opportunity. You know, for me as a Bostonian and a black guy who lives and grew up in Boston, is what are some of the things that maybe the Red Sox, the organization, the teams, the players are going to try to do to maybe like get involved in some of the communities around here to kind of help continue to push the move the needle forward with like kind of just the racial equality and things of that nature?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Wiggy. We've got a long way to go in all of our cities around the country, and it's been a particular point of interest for John Henry and Tom Werner and Larry Lucchino when they came in 2002, just acknowledging the fact that the Red Sox have this shameful past with respect to race relations, being the last team to integrate well after Jackie Robinson came on the scene. So as an organization, we feel responsibility to continue the work. We've been at it since 2002, but we've got to do more. All of us, it's incumbent upon us to do more with respect to diversity in our on our roster, in our front office, in our fan base. I think as a kid who also grew up here, I think Boston has made great strides. I love this city as much as anybody, but I think we all recognize that we have more work to do. So specifically, we're having conversations internally, sharing our own experiences. We've tried to create a culture where people are willing to speak up and take a leadership role, and it comes from all areas of the organization, different community groups that we support, working on social justice issues and equality issues through our Red Sox Foundation. Becca Salwasser runs that organization and has made major investments into lots of different charities and groups, but we have to keep going and be a part of the conversation as a community. It's just too important. And final thing I'll say is that you're right. Sports comes back. Sports is the best way to demonstrate how important diversity is, and respect and equality, and how we treat each other, because we've won 4 World Series championships. We know what the Patriots have done, the Celtics, the Bruins. It's been with a diverse roster and people coming together from all backgrounds to achieve something really special. And that's something that we should all be proud of as Bostonians. It's been an amazing 20-year run here, and we got to keep that going.
We're talking to Sam Kennedy, CEO and president of the Boston Red Sox. During a conference call last night, you held out the possibility that there could be fans at Fenway this year. Was that wishful thinking on your part? Was that aspirational, or do you know something?
Well, I think, Dale, for anyone who knows me, I'm a very optimistic, glasses half full kind of person. It's probably aspirational. I don't think it's wishful thinking, because I think it is possible. But look, I want to be very clear. We will not obviously do anything that is not directed and governed by Charlie Baker and Karen Polito and Marty Walsh, Catherine Burton, the folks that run the state of Massachusetts. The city of Boston, we will follow local ordinances and guidelines. I'm hopeful that as we get into this, there may be an opportunity, if the data supports, to allow us to possibly look at having some fans at Fenway Park at some point, whether that's July or August or September. I don't know. Will it happen? I certainly don't know. I just know that, to be frank, we need to have fans inside of Fenway Park. It's so important for the team from a competitive standpoint. It's so important for our business to be able to get going again, for the long-term health of Major League Baseball, getting fans back into the stands when it is safe and doing it in a responsible way is critical. We have to do it. But again, it can only be done when the medical experts and the government officials tell us that it's safe to do it. We've been studying a lot of data and information related to outdoor transmission, and again, following our data very carefully. So we'll be continuing to monitor it. It may be aspirational, but we do hope that at some point there will be a possibility of getting fans back into Fenway Park in a safe and responsible way.
Well, Sam, you guys have games in less than a month. Are you planning that you'll have fans in the ballpark if you were the opening day there, that last week of July?
We would be ready to do that operationally in terms of trying to provide a socially distanced environment for a smaller capacity. But I don't know if that's going to be a possibility. We're certainly going to look at it. We're going to talk to our elected officials. We'll talk to the Massachusetts Reopening Advisory Board. And if they determine that that's something that is possible, we would be ready to do it. But I don't know. Could it be July? Could be August? Could be September? We'll just have to see. But we want to be ready in case it's a possibility. We have a lot of season ticket holders and fans that I think would be excited to come to Fenway, and we want to make sure we're ready to do that from an operational perspective, if it's allowable and if it's safe and responsible.
And that's the follow-up, Sam. Is season ticket holders get first option? How would you plan on selling those tickets?
Yeah, that would be the goal, would be to allow our season ticket holders and our longstanding customers the opportunity to come in. We're obviously not there yet in terms of a specific plan, just because we don't know if it's even possible. But yeah, we'd love to try and be in a position to have as many people that could come in based upon what the guidelines may look like.
Finally, before we let you go, just from a nuts and bolts perspective, when players hit Boston next week for July 1st, the beginning of testing, July 3rd, the beginning of workouts, are they all in a hotel? Do you rent a dorm at Boston College? What are you doing with the 60 players you're bringing to town?
Yeah, we've been working very closely with many of them over the last couple of weeks. They'll be at home or their homes for temporary housing for spring training and for the season. And many of them had commitments that they had to honor for rentals and things like that. But it has been a little bit of a scramble just given the uncertainty. But there's a lot of communication and working to get guys here as quickly as possible now that we have clarity from Major League Baseball.
And Sam, real quick, I know the Globe wrote about it yesterday, and he's with you guys in spring training, but some crazy headlines with David Ortiz out of the Dominican the last couple of weeks. Have you followed this story? Any concern? I know he's with you guys in spring training. Have you talked to David about, you know, what's going on with him personally right now?
Yeah, we have been in touch with David. Obviously, it's a family matter and a legal matter, so we're monitoring it closely. But you always have concern anytime you read something like that. So we're monitoring it closely, and we'll follow how things develop in the coming weeks. But wouldn't want to comment beyond that, just given I'm not familiar with all the facts of the case. But I did certainly saw the reports, and yes, we have been in touch with David.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.